On a train from Sumy to Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Ukraine's president invited his powerful Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, to visit his nation, saying they haven't been in contact since the war began and he is ready to see him here. I want to speak with him, Volodymyr Zelensky told the Associated Press on Tuesday, the week after Xi visited Russian President Vladimir Putin last week. China had no immediate response about whether a Xi visit to Ukraine would happen. China has been economically aligned and politically favorable toward neighboring Russia across many decades, and Beijing has provided Putin diplomatic cover by staking out an official position of neutrality in the war. Xi, a powerful leader who commands the resources of the world's most populous nation, is an important player in the Russia-Ukraine conflict, and even China's lack of involvement is a potent statement. Zelensky spoke to the AP aboard a train shuttling him across Ukraine, to cities near some of the fiercest fighting and others where his country's forces have successfully repelled Russia's invasion. Zelensky rarely travels with journalists, and the president's office said AP's two-night train trip with him was the most extensive since the war began. Zelensky has extended invitations to Xi before in recent months, but this explicit call to visit comes days after the Chinese leader visited Putin in Russia last week. But the Ukrainian leader said he hasn't communicated with Xi for the duration of the conflict. We are ready to see him here, Zelensky said. I had contact with him before full-scale war. But during all this year, more than 1 year, I didn't have. In Beijing, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Mao Ning was asked whether Xi would accept an invitation from Zelensky, or whether one had been officially extended. She told reporters she had no information to give. She did say that Beijing maintains communication with all parties concerned, including Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov asked whether a meeting between Xi and Zelensky would be useful to resolve the conflict in Ukraine, said Russian authorities highly appreciate China's balanced position on the issue and have no right to come up with any advice on whether the two should meet. The Chinese leader himself decides the appropriateness of certain contacts, Peskov said during his daily conference call with reporters Wednesday. In Washington, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the United States supports talks between Xi and Zelensky, and my goodness, we've been saying that for weeks. Xi's Russia visit last week raised the prospect that Beijing might be ready to provide Moscow with the weapons and ammunition it needs to refill its depleted stockpile. But Xi's trip ended without any such announcement. Days later, Putin announced that he would be deploying tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus, which neighbors Russia and pushes the Kremlin's nuclear stockpile closer to NATO territory. Zelensky suggested Putin's move was intended to distract from the lack of guarantees he received from China. What does it mean? It means that the visit was not good for Russia, Zelensky speculated. Julie Pace is senior vice president and executive editor of the Associated Press. Hanna Arhurova is a Ukraine-based AP correspondent. Follow AP's coverage of the war in Ukraine. https://apnews.com/hub/russia-ukraine. Julie Pace and Hanna Arhurova, The Associated Press. JPG, caption. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky waves goodbye after an interview with the Associated Press on a train traveling from the Sumy region to Kyiv, Ukraine, Tuesday, March 28, 2023. In the interview, Zelensky warned that unless his nation wins a drawn-out battle in the key eastern city of Bakhmut, Russia could begin building international support for a deal that could require Ukraine to make unacceptable compromises. AP photo, Ephraim Lukotsky, 2.